Prepare for a chilly weekend ahead. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. This weekend, it seems we're in for another round of sub-zero temperatures and wintry conditions. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says a weekend cold snap should drop overnight low temperatures in the nation's north central region well below 0 degrees Fahrenheit.
One of these specific storm systems as it moves eastward later in the week is going to dislodge another seriously cold air mass. We are looking at temperatures that are likely to be considerably lower than the one we just went through. And to that end, we're looking at weekend temperatures that are expected to drop below minus 20 degrees Fahrenheit in the north central United States. That will include parts of the Dakotas extending into the upper Great Lakes region, which is obviously parts of Minnesota, northern Wisconsin. And that will also feature sub-zero temperatures deep into the Midwest, likely as far south as northern Missouri and central Illinois and points north from there. So wind and snow followed by another bitter cold blast, very tough week of weather in the north, whether it's the flooding in the northwest, high elevation snow, or the wind and snow further east of the Rockies.
And some spots across our listening area will probably be getting some snow. And this snow and high wind will create some difficult conditions.
For the rest of this week, and we're already in the midst of this event, but we're kind of looking at a swath of snow that's going to be a little bit more on the heavy side from the Red River Valley, especially northeastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota, extending southeastward and then into the Great Lakes region, then exiting through northern New England. So that's kind of the path of this snow and wind event. We will be looking at wind outside of the core of the heavy snow, so very windy for the next few days.
So if you're going to be out and about this weekend, make sure to take proper precautions for both you and your livestock during these sub-zero temperatures. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.